We have and will continue to leverage AI-generated content in the development and delivery of this project. We have used Midjourney Photo and the Adobe suite of products as tools in conjunction with our internal and external illustrators, graphic designers, and marketers to generate ideas, concepts, illustrations, graphic design elements, and marketing materials across all the elements of this game. AI and other automation tools are integrated into our company, and while all the components of this game have a mix of human and AI-generated content, nothing is solely generated by AI. That's part of the statement that went along with the recent Terraforming Mars Kickstarter campaign that's been causing a little bit of a hubbub, a little bit of a ruckus in the board gaming community, well, at least the vocal social media active board game community, of which I'm, a humble member. And I think it's understandable, to a degree at least. I think it's hard for me to tell exactly what proportion of the artwork that we see in this Kickstarter campaign or in the resulting games is going to be AI versus, human. Human generated, human sort of created. But I think there is a fundamental question that people are rightly asking around the fairness of using AI tools for these kind of projects. And for me, I think it's fundamentally a question of craftsmanship. I think one of the most fundamental reasons why I enjoy and love board games is because of the artwork. Over the years, I've come to be very fond of certain artists. The artwork of certain games is one of the most evocative aspects of the board games that I enjoy. When I see a new game online or social media, it's the artwork invariably that hits me first and captures my attention. And as I said, I've got some artists that I truly love and love the experience of playing their games where they've created the art. I love opening the box and looking at the box cover and shuffling through the cards and running my fingers over the board and interacting with components and other pieces of the game that have their artwork because it's a very pleasurable tactile experience and I love that. And I think ultimately, for me, a lot of this is about that craftsmanship in a game and how you think about the quality of your product. And I think I posted this a little bit on social media and I think some people took it the wrong way, but I wasn't really surprised with the publishers of this game not looking to put artwork at the front and center of this game franchise. They never really have, right? The first editions of Terraforming Mars had laughable artwork that were, half of them were images of the game designers in different poses. The other ones were clearly sort of stock imagery. And I know there's not the same sort of ethical questions there, but I think from a craftsmanship and a quality of product perspective, my criticisms would hold there as well, personally. So I think they've never really looked at this series as being an art-led series of games, right? If you look at other types of games, all the Garphil series of games, Stonemaier games, games by Redraven Games, people like that. Loads of other people, artwork is so critical and fundamental to the game. Now, I think we're going to see this use of AI expand more in the board game space, especially this kind of hybrid approach. I can see there's lots of elements of a game where you have repetitive imagery or peripheral kind of imagery where it might be beneficial and save time and money to use AI to speed up that process. And no doubt it's already started to permeate board games anyway. I remember looking at a board game online the other day and being quite appreciative of the art, and somebody mentioned to me that it was AI generated. I honestly couldn't tell. I was looking at a thumbnail image of the game on my phone on Twitter. But I think it's going to happen more and more and more. And I think in a lot of cases it will make commercial sense for businesses to do that. I do think. I have a fundamental belief in quality and artisanry and craftsmanship in lots of different types of products. And I think, for me, those products that focus on that craftsmanship and artisanry are always going to be superior. But there may be some difficult commercial decisions that companies have to make, and they have to be prudent about, staying solvent, staying commercial, and making those decisions. And we're going to need to sort of see how we adapt to that as a board gaming community. Now, obviously, I think the campaign has generated over $1 million, and that's clear that there's a lot of people out there who don't really care about the AI issue. It's smack dab in the FAQs of the Kickstarter page. It's not like it's a hidden piece of information, but a lot of people, either don't give a shit, they don't really know what this means, they're not as concerned, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, that's fair enough. That's their opinions, and it's really for those who are more concerned to generate that awareness. And we've seen stuff like this before with minis and the plastic and the environmental impacts, right? It's not a unique thing just to AI artwork in terms of problematic aspects of board games. Also, the whole, struggles that board games have had around, questionable subject matters, questionable content, questionable theming, poorly researched, stereotypical cultural representations. All these problems tend to be things that are noticed primarily by those of us who are more vocal about board games in social media and other forms, rather than the broader mass market of board gamers. And this will be, I think, one of those same issues. And I think it's going to become very tricky to understand the difference between, to understand the cases where AI art has been used and how it's been used, and form a crystal clear moral view around that. I know a lot of people have a very black and white view of this, and I can respect that to a degree, that any use of AI is, is use of, is unpermissioned use of people's artwork. I sort of, get that argument. I need to, I think, dig into a little bit more. I'm not as familiar around how these art-based AI platforms generate their artwork and what their business models are. So I need to clarify my view on that a little bit. But I understand people being concerned about that from that perspective. But I think it's just going to be something that's going to be impacting board games more and more and more. I don't think it's going to destroy board games. But I think there will start to be more room for indie board games and board game publishers to really double down on artisanry and craftsmanship, and focus on creating games that are free from any AI generated artwork. And that will become a strong selling piece, and people who have an ethical or creative or aesthetic draw towards these types of games can put their money behind where their mouths are, and back up these games financially. So I think that's going to become more important for people as this phenomenon spreads and spreads and permeates all aspects of our lives, not just board gaming. And I actually did post a survey up on Twitter earlier today. It only got 70 responses so far, but I asked who should be allowed to use AI-generated artwork for board games. And I offered four options. The first was nobody, and that got about 30% of the votes. Indie game designers, they said 3%, so not much sympathy for smaller publishers, those who are perhaps more at the fringes of financial constraints using AI-generated artwork. Only for prototypes is the most popular answer, with just under 50% of people saying they would agree for people using AI-generated artwork for prototypes. And then the last option is anybody using AI generated artwork, and that only garnered around 20% of responses. So, almost 50% of people think that it's okay for prototypes. I actually agree with this. I think this makes a lot of sense, especially if you're a smaller publisher, designer, trying to get your game in a state where it can be tested, where you can share it with publishers, and you can create at least a little bit of the atmosphere and sort of evoke a little bit of the emotion around the game theme and setting. I think that's really important. And it can actually, I think, be an important tool when you want to move to that production level to share your vision of the game with designers and illustrators and so on and so forth, to help them understand what you are looking for in terms of the feel and the look and the sort of flavor of the game you're trying to produce. So I think that does make a lot of sense, and I agree with that. I have used AI myself, not from a design perspective at this stage, but predominantly from a sort of a content perspective. I've played around with it a lot to support content generation in my professional life, in the marketing that I do outside of board games, but also within board games, I've used it to help support my very amateur and sort of neophyte attempts to create my own board games. I've used it to help brainstorm ideas. I've used it to assess ideas that I've, generated. I've used it to do sort of lightweight playtesting. I even used AI to create a digital version of a game concept that I had, generating all the code and uploading that to a website to enable me to interact with the game. And again, I think all those things raise interesting questions, right? Should publishers and designers be using AI for those purposes? You could use AI perhaps to assess the underlying mathematics of a board game. Should you be hiring a mathematician instead of doing that? I don't know. These are all, I think, interesting questions that we can examine and discuss as we move forward. But I think, one key thing is not to be, fanatical about this. I think we should be open-minded that people are still kind of trying to come to terms with this technology, understand it at all, understand how it might play a role in different aspects of their lives, including board games. And, I don't think it is quite as clear-cut as somebody just stealing the artwork from somebody else. There is a process that's, been gone through here, and we need to understand that a little bit better. And I think we can have a mature discussion around this, but I think screaming at the top of your lungs at somebody because they don't automatically agree with your opinion, letter by letter, around the use of AI-generated artwork in board games is not productive or helpful or mature, frankly speaking. I think we see this many, many times over in the board game space, that people get very hung up on stuff and take a very black and white view on things without leaving much room for nuance and discussion, which I think is, frankly speaking, a shame and quite an immature approach. So I don't think that AI artwork is going to ruin board games. I think it's going to start permeating board games. We might even see companies where the artists that are generating the artwork for a game might be comfortable using an AI program to replicate their artwork or express it differently, right? So there's a lot of nuance there. It's not so clear cut. And these tools also don't all work the exact same way, from what I understand as well. Some of the tools work differently to others, and their sort of training models are different, and their training data is different as well. So taking a one size fits all approach to this, I think, doesn't make sense, and it's frankly, I think, a little bit naive. I'll certainly be watching this, debate rage on, and this phenomenon rage on. From my own personal selfish perspective, I'd love to see board games pushed even further into an artisanal, mode of creation. Can we get these things handmade? Can we get them hand illustrated? Can we make sure that the writing and the content is really well crafted as well, not just bog standard stuff? My own selfish view is that I'd love games to sort of be pushed more towards an artisanal approach and a more craftsmanlike approach. And I recognize that's probably naive to a large degree as well, but that's just my selfish view around it. And as I said at the beginning, the artwork and artistry of these famous creators is and well-known creators and well-loved creators is so important. That has so much personality and character with it. I think it's a shame to replace that with AI generated artwork, in the main. Maybe using AI generated artwork for certain visuals, certain UI, user interface elements of a game, may make more sense, but that's my personal view. And it'll be interesting to see how it develops. But in the meantime, enjoy your gaming.